But the lesson plan he can't recall. The student's eyes don't perceive the lies bouncing off every fucking wall. Closure was well kept. I guess he fears playing the fool. The place that students sit and listen to that bullshit that he'd learned in school. Europe ain't my rope to swing on. Can't learn a thing from it. Yeah, we hang from it.
Gotta get it. Put rubber band. Like a motherfucking rubber band.
Expose and close the doors on those who try to strangle and mangle the truth. Cause the circle of hatred continues unless we react. We gotta take the power back. We gotta take the power back.
Yeah! Take it back, y'all! Take it back! Take the Power Back off the 1992 album Rage Against the Machine by the band Rage Against the Machine. What's up, everybody? I am Maximum Mike, and welcome to another episode of Rock for Rookies. Now, for those of you who noticed, you missed last week's live show because there was no live show due to all the holidays. But that didn't mean that I was going to miss a show on a Sunday here on www.rockforrookies.com. So I've put together this little music mix for you guys. It's all the music that I've been listening to over the holidays, whether it was the preparation for or just trying to get the hell away from everyone else during. Okay, now I have a lot of exciting stuff for you this week. First of all, besides the amazing music, I will be announcing who will be the opening band for Metallica on May 22nd here in Israel. Most of us are probably going to miss this concert due to the fact that Shabbat comes out at like 8:15 and the concert starts at 8. Everyone keeps saying that these things never start on time, but still, I'm already preparing myself to miss this. Also, I want to talk about the Nice Boys Don't Play Rock and Roll Festival, which I gave away tickets to while I was interviewing all the bands for. I went to it. It was amazing, and I'm going to get into major detail later on in the show. Now, this isn't going to be a full two-hour show, just a little quick something to hold you guys over until this coming Tuesday night when the live show happens. But I want to start this show off right. Here we go. This is Get Over It.
Drag, what a chore. Oh, you
cross embedded in your tomb. Casualties are buried through your mind. Certain death is screaming from the sky. That was Slayer and the song Screaming from the Sky from the 1998 album Diabolus in Musica. Alright, I feel like this was that kind of week. It was a Slayer kind of week. For those of you that had really long Pesach Seders going until like 3 o'clock in the morning, one too many people at the table, one too many songs being sung, you just want to go to sleep. I know that as soon as the holiday was over on Tuesday night, bada-bam, you guys turned on some Slayer. I mean, at least that's what I would do. At least that's what I did the following day. Too much time in the house with too many people. That's the way that it worked. Now, right before Slayer, we started things off with OK Go and the song Get Over It. Now, a lot of people I've noticed are simply against OK Go because they don't give them a chance because their music videos are too mind-blowing. You gotta listen to the music with the headphones and the awesomeness. That is OK Go. Now, we're doing quick little stunts here because the show is so short, but I want to start talking at least a little tiny bit right now about the Nice Boys Don't Play Rock and Roll Festival, which you guys missed because I didn't see you there that night, okay? And it was a nice group of people. There wasn't tons of people. Actually, it was an insanely small group, and I mostly blame all of you guys for not coming. Oh, I have to prepare for the holiday. I have too many... No. Rock and roll is more important than all of that stuff. But the show was amazing. They started off with Bone Crusher. We interviewed last week on the show, and they were great. They were pure rock and roll, and it was wonderful. Now, right after that, we listened to Sensation Drive, who I have to tell you... I had a couple of issues with, I want to give shouts out to two specific members of the band whose names I can't honestly remember right now, but there was the bassist who just, they look good, okay? I mean, I had the feeling from him that he was really enjoying himself, and he was really putting the moves out there, and he was on his knees, and he was really playing that, I mean, he was having fun up on stage. The other person, I guess you would have to call him Animal from the Muppets, the drummer of Sensation Drive, huge bastard. I can't even tell you. Like, he made the drum kit look like a toy drum kit. He was so freaking big. And he also was just pounding it out there. Kudos to him, and kudos to Sensation Drive, because, I mean, most of the fans that were there that night really rocked out to Sensation Drive. It just wasn't really my style of music. A bit too harsh for me. It wasn't even death metal or anything, but it was still too harsh for me. Now, following them was Trademark. These guys, I can't even tell you, these guys were absolutely amazing, and I'm going to get a lot more into it. I will. We're going to get to Trademark as soon as we come back, but right now, off the album Blink-182 from 2003, this is Blink-182 and the song Easy Target. Enjoy it.
Cut low. person living in my head. She comes to visit every night in bed. I fight the demon, but it just won't fall. The voices in my dungeon starting to call.
Behind My Eyes by Ozzy Osbourne off the album Osmosis. Alright, this is like, I've been getting into an extremely big Ozzy Osbourne kick. Now, it's really funny. Now, when I listen to Black Sabbath, I want to listen to Dio. But I don't want to listen to Dio, I want to listen to Ozzy Osbourne. That's just kind of weird for me. Really quick, Dio was the guy who replaced Ozzy in Black Sabbath. Honestly, people try to keep up. Now, right before Ozzy, we heard Blink-182. Now, why did I Dafka play that just as I mentioned Trademark? Because Trademark are not into Blink-182 at all, but they're into NoFX. See how it worked right there? Okay, so what did I love? First of all, I love you guys. Trademark, totally awesome. They did a great show. I mean, everybody else seemed they had the whole uniform on, were rockers, and not Trademark, they came out in their street clothes. They're like, we're here to have fun. That's what we're here to do. And they had fun up on stage. They were doing their little dance. The lead singer was doing his little shimmy up on stage. Their first song kind of incorporated a bit of, like, rumba with rock and roll. It was really nice, and most of all, what was really important was that as we were looking around at the rest of the audience, there were so many smiles on faces. I thought it was wonderful. They just made people smile. That's what their music did. It was rock and roll that made people smile, and it made people want to dance, and people did just that. Now, I don't know why, but I felt some sort of pride for the band. I mean, it's not like I did anything, but I was just like, yeah, that's my boys! And it was really, really cool. Following them was the band The Genders, who we had on the show a few weeks ago. It was okay. It was a good show. I mean, nothing that I hadn't heard before. They're good performers up on stage and all, but it was pretty good. Okay, now we're gonna get to, now that was a good time. Now, the final performance of the evening was Got No Shame, and I swear to God, these guys have no shame, and they were absolutely amazing. Kima, the lead singer, has got to be one of the best. One day, he will be one of the best frontmen ever. These guys are ready to explode, and I have to tell you right now that they've already left. By the time you listen to this, Got No Shame were actually in California, and they're performing, and they're going around California, and they're heading up to Oregon, and they're just doing all these clubs. They're even going to be playing the Viper Room in California, which is totally sweet. America need to get ready for Got No Shame, and they're going to be there, and they're going to be performing. And if you listen to Rock for Keys, and you're in California, which means none of my audience, so this doesn't apply to any of you really, you have to go check out Got No Shame while they're in America. They were amazing people. It was literally, it was the epitome of rock and roll for me. It was the climax of the evening, and I had such a great time, and I want to thank all the boys from Got No Shame and everyone who got me into the thing, and we helped give away tickets here on Rock for Keys, and of course all the audience who were, you know, you have to support Israeli rock and roll. If you're going to listen to rock and roll, support the Israeli stuff. This is off their album, Hometown Underground. This is Got No Shame, and the song, Shoot It Up. We'll be right back.
me when to breathe. Tell me what to think and what to believe. Tell me when to cry, who to trust and why. Send me off to die. I'll sacrifice my life, 'cause I'm ready.
Grunge for the listeners, damn right. That was the song God's Army by the band Smile Empty Soul off the 2005 album Anxiety. You know, sometimes you don't want craziness, you don't want metal, and you don't want the grunge, you want the post-grunge. You just want three guys rocking it out, trying to make something out of the craziness. I think that's what post-grunge is. Post-grunge is like, listen, we simply don't have enough inside of us for the darkness that was grunge, for that real emotion that was grunge, and we don't have the anger to make us metal, but you know what? We have issues, and we have things that we want to sing about, and we also want to sound good. That's post-grunge. We want to sound good. That's very important to them. Yeah, so Smile Empty Soul, they have an album. They had an album came out called Consciousness 2009, came out last August. I haven't heard it yet, but I wouldn't mind getting my hands on it. Now, of course, we started things off with Got No Shame and the song Shoot It Up. By the way, if you guys want to go out and purchase yourselves a Got No Shame album, go to any of the Tav HaShmini stores. They're pretty much a record chain that goes all the way through Israel. There's definitely one in Tel Aviv. There's definitely one in Jerusalem. You can go there and request the Got No Shame album, and they will give it to you, and it is totally worth it. I was actually looking at my iPod the other day, and I discovered that the songs, you know, where you can check how many times you've listened to any music, Got No Shame is number one on my album, and I don't know if that says something about me or them. I don't know, but it's great, so definitely go check that out. Now, I want to get in my classic rock for the week, and I don't know enough about this band to go on about them. All I know is that they were recommended to me by a classic rock aficionado by the name of Rachel. She said, you have to play this band, so I'm playing it. This is Blind Faith, and the song, well, all right.
Thank you.
Wow, do I feel stupid there. Just a tiny little bit. Blind Faith, of course, a band I have played before on the show. Where's me marbles? Blind Faith were an English blues rock band that consisted of Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker, Steve Winwood, and Rick Grech. This was one of the first supergroups, and they put out their one and only album, Blind Faith, back in 1969. Okay, classic rock. They eventually went on, you know, Traffic and Cream, Clapton's other bands. Sorry about that. Yeah, so Blind Faith. I have played them on the show before. Feel a bit stupid that I did not remember that. Now, right after that, we heard the band Modern Day Zero. They used to be called Mesh, and then they were called Mesh STL, and then they changed, but there's a synth-pop band from England, we've been through this before, also called Mesh. So Modern Day Zero, they've been around since about 1995. As of 2007, they've been on hiatus. What are you going to do? That was the song Rather Be Alone. Now here comes the big news for the week. For those of you that don't know and haven't been siphoning around the internet, here's the big news. Orphanland, the Israeli Middle Eastern metal band, will actually be opening for Metallica on May 22nd, and I really hope that we all get a chance to listen to them, because they're pretty damn sweet, a bit harsher than Metallica, a lot more with the grunting vocals, but their music is absolutely fantastic, and they've been around for a long, long time, and I do hope that we all get a chance to see them. Other things in the news before we get to the music, really quickly, let me think. Sorry that there's no doo-doo-doo-doo today. Quick show. Right, okay, so Korn's album should be coming out this summer. Limp Bizkit's album is drawing nearer to being finished. Korn have now joined Road Records as a new record label, and Dragon Force have dropped their lead vocalist and are currently working on new music, but do not have a vocalist and are looking for a new vocalist. That's all the news that's coming off the top of my head that I thought you guys would like to know. This is Orphanland and the song A Call to Awake.
We'll be right back.
That was the band Slick Shoes and the song Last Round, which of course we started things off with Orphan Land, so that was Slick Shoes. I wanted to go with the really heavy stuff, and then like, oh, look at this old school ska punk music. Nice. Right, guys, that is all the time we have for this week here on Rock for Geese. I hope you will join me on the 6th of April when Rock for Geese once again goes live out of the Rusty Mike Studios in Jerusalem. So I will hope you have a fantastic holiday. Finish it up right. I am Maximum Mike. This has been Rock for Geeks. And of course, if the music touches you, make sure it's someplace naughty. Peace. Oh, and this is the song. What is this song? Lady So Divine by Shinedown.